Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self. Welcome back, Empowered Fam. Today should be a nice, quick, easy one. I know I say that a lot, but I'm going to start trying to do probably more bite-sized episodes, just real quick, like things that pop into my head. So this week, what really is coming up for me is something very specific because of a review that was left for me on, I can't think offhand which course it was, but inside of the Empowered Academy, where I have all my courses. And mind you, I have well over 900 students in 66 countries, 22 languages. That's offhand. It could be more. It's around there. And I usually get really great reviews, and the reviews that I have gotten that aren't the best, I can honestly tell are trolls, which is so wild to me because it's in like the love and light community, right? But when my ratings get too high, it never fails. There's a specific teacher on there that sends someone over to mine to attack me and try to lower my rating. I remember when I got my very first 4 rating, or like an attack like that, I was literally devastated. Like, I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, oh my gosh, I poured so much time and effort into this course. How could someone have such nasty things to say? How could they attack me like that? I'm just so confused. This is like the love and light community. Like, what is this? Well, I learned real quick that darkness and bitterness and resentment and jealousy and fear is everywhere, right? And so one of the things that really, it was in this moment that things really changed. If you are unfamiliar with James Wedmore, and you should be. If you do not know who that is, go search him on Instagram, go listen to his podcast. He is a brilliant mastermind of all things business, entrepreneurship, spirituality. And I came across him because of Catherine Zenkina. And anyhow, it was literally right after this too, of course, right? Because that's how it goes. And he had made a post, or it was an ad or something along the lines of, you want bad reviews. And I was like, what? Why? Like, I don't understand. And he was talking about how you do not want to be for everybody. You do not want to be a people pleaser. If you want to really speak your authentic truth, be in integrity with yourself, and really just even stand out in whatever industry you're in, it's because you are shaking up the world. It's because you have you're sharing the truth. It's because you are speaking the unpopular opinion, right? And so it was with that I realized I'm not going to please everyone, and that's totally okay. And quite frankly, with all of those students having it equates to like a 9.4 something rating. Like, I'm good with that. There's no way for me to appease all of these different people from all of these different cultures and learnings and teachings. And you don't like my teaching style? Got it. Anyhow, okay, backtrack to this specific review. And it started out great. She left me like a 3-star review. And she was like, I really love this course content, but I don't enjoy some, I'm not reading it offhand, but it was like, I don't enjoy the teacher's energy. She speaks too fast for me, and she shouldn't have spoken as loudly into her microphone, but I'm 20 minutes in and the content is really great. So we'll see what happens. Something along those lines. Okay. And mind you, this would have like destroyed me before. I had to laugh. And this is why. If you know me, you know that I am a high energy person. I am a high octane mama. Like if I am passionate about something, you better believe I am pouring my heart and soul into it. And that's what I do in my courses because I'm teaching content that lights me up. I am teaching content that is going to change the world. You know what it was? It was my energetic protection course. And I know damn well that the content in that course is freaking good and potent and powerful and life-changing. Okay. And so, yeah, I was high energy. The funniest thing about it is that most of my comments are always, I love the teacher's energy so much. She's so calming and relaxing and lights me up. And hers was like, her energy is chaotic, something like that. Okay, listen, I am not going to be everyone's favorite. Okay. And I honestly don't even know who I was talking to, but this was very recent. And the comment was something they made was something along the lines, and we weren't talking about this. It was just something random. And the comment was, I would rather be someone's shot of whiskey than everyone's cup of tea. Let that sink in because I agree. And while I would rather tea than a shot of bourbon or whiskey or whatever it was, whatever the saying is, I totally understand what they were saying and I totally agree. And so in your business, you want to be a feather ruffler. In your business, you want to be the person who is not for everybody, but the people that you're clicking with, the people that are your people, the people that get you, they just get you. You don't have to try. It's authentic. It's natural. You just do it for them. Those are the people that are going to get the most out of your content. Those are the people that are going to take what they learn from you and take the impact that you've created on them and change the world with it. Right. And so maybe you're not an entrepreneur and this is just, I was going to do a whole other episode on this, but I'm not going to, we're just going to tie it together real quick. This is where my episodes get long, but I'm going to keep it semi-short. I have made a lot of life changes recently, and I am not the person that I was before, and I am okay with that. And the only person who needs to be okay with that change is me. I've done the work for that. Did it take a while? Yes. Because when your friends just start distancing themselves, and it's not even distancing themselves, when your friends just start not showing up or not reaching out as much because I'm not the call for a fun time, let's go party girl anymore. And then that I can just feel the thoughts of, do you've changed? And you know what? Hell yeah, I have. And I'm proud of it. And I worked hard to change because I was carrying a lot of baggage. And here's the thing. This is the God's honest truth. We are here to grow and change and evolve. If you are not evolving, if you are stagnant, you are dying. Okay? That's the cold, hard truth. The only way to grow and be of purpose in this world is to evolve. And quite frankly, the people that are judging you for changing are truly only projecting their feelings of inadequacy, their feelings of they have not changed, their feelings of they're stuck in the box that the world put them in. And they're like, well, you know what? Shame on you, or that's weird, or whatever. Because quite frankly, they're still in the box. And they haven't changed. And that triggers them because you changed. That's okay. Be the one who changed. And you know what? Here's the best part. When you stand in your power and you change and you say, F the boxes, you're showing them and everyone else in the world that they can say, light the boxes on fire too. They can be the permission slip for people to change, to break free of the matrix, to stand in their truth and their power and their authenticity, because that's truly what we're all here for. So don't let others' fear mindset or lack mindset or just the lack of drive to evolve affect you. You shine bright in your weirdness. Okay, my friends, you be everyone's shot. No. Rewind, you be people's shot of bourbon, not everyone's cup of tea. Okay, That's all I have to share today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you got something from it, let me know. Tag me on your Instagram or your Facebook story. Share it with a friend who needs to hear this. Is this something that's been coming up for you recently? I would love to hear about that because I love when I am that synchronicity for someone else. And my thoughts are that this probably resonated with you, because my episodes tend to drop when I'm feeling a collective shift. So I'm sending all of my love. I hope you have the best day, the best week, and I will see you next Monday or whenever you're listening on Empowered with Deanna Merlino podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to find out more, you can follow me on Instagram at Empowered with Deanna and my personal page, Fit Deanna Lolita. You can also visit me on my website, which is DeannaMerlinoFit.com. Make sure that whatever platform you guys are listening on, please rate and subscribe. And this means so much to me. It's going to help get me out there to help so many other people. I'm so grateful that you're here with me on this journey of wellness and self-empowerment. I cannot promise that it will always be easy, but I do know that it will always be worth it. Stick with me, and together, let's start living as the version of us that we were meant to be. Because the world is waiting for your gifts, and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.